Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Coffee Break French, Season 4, Episode 6. Bonjour à tous et à toutes, et bienvenue encore une fois à Coffee Break French. Moi, je m'appelle Marc.
Et moi, je m'appelle toujours Pierre-Benoît.
Exactement. Et moi, je dis exactement bien trop.
Tout à fait.
Oui, je vais essayer de ne pas dire exactement autant dans cet épisode de Coffee Break French.
Et vous vous souviendrez certainement que la dernière fois, c'était Monique qui écrivait à sa fille. Et cette fois-ci, Marc, que va-t-il se passer ?
C'est sa fille qui va lui répondre. Donc c'est Sylvie qui va répondre à sa mère, Monique. Et nous allons écouter maintenant le mail de Sylvie.
Salut maman, je suis trop contente. Après m'avoir fait attendre plus d'une semaine avant de me donner une réponse, l'agence immobilière m'a enfin contactée hier soir pour me dire que je pouvais venir chercher les clés dès vendredi. Donc je vais prendre mon après-midi et je retrouve une personne de l'agence à 15h30 pour faire l'état des lieux et signer le bail. Du coup, dès samedi, je peux commencer à emménager. Je suis vraiment soulagée car c'est le seul que j'avais visité qui me plaisait. En plus, comme il est meublé, je n'ai pas grand-chose à acheter. Oh, pierre import, j'adore leur style. Par contre, maman, ne te ruine pas. À part ça, tu me demandes si je me suis fait des amis. Eh ben, ceci est un peu impossible avec tout le boulot que j'ai à faire. Je pars de chez moi vers 7h et je ne rentre pas avant 19h, 19h30. Je t'avoue qu'après une telle journée, je n'ai pas le courage de ressortir. Cependant, comme je t'avais déjà un peu dit dans mon dernier mail, les gens au boulot sont très décontractés, donc ça me va bien. Il y en a deux d'entre eux avec qui je m'entends particulièrement bien. Ils s'appellent Julie et Mika. On commence à faire des choses ensemble, car nous sommes tous célibataires. Le week-end dernier, nous sommes allés au Louvre. C'était une très bonne journée. Je n'en croyais pas mes yeux quand j'ai lu que vous alliez venir me rendre visite. Toi, maman à la capitale, ça sera vraiment super. Oui, je pense faire le pont pour l'Ascension. C'est là que vous aimeriez venir ? En plus, j'aurai mon chez-moi, donc pas besoin de réserver un hôtel. Sinon, je vois que tu t'occupes bien. J'en étais sûre. Te connaissant, je ne pouvais pas croire que tu allais rester à la maison à ne rien faire. Qu'est-ce que tu as fait de beau cette semaine ? Contente de savoir que papa travaille un peu moins. Vous faites des trucs ensemble quand il a un jour de repos ? Et Guillaume, ne t'a pas parlé d'un éventuel retour en France ? Même juste pour des vacances ? Il n'est pas revenu depuis 15 mois, non ? À ce que je me souviens, Madame Gauthier est très sympa. Je ne suis pas surprise que vous vous entendiez bien. Par contre, pour son fils, je ne vais pas faire de commentaires. Ah, les Martins, toujours aussi voyageurs. J'adorerais pouvoir faire comme eux, mais je suis mal partie, vu le peu de voyages que j'ai fait. Bon, je te laisse. Bisous. Sylvie.
Et voilà, c'est reparti avec un texte plein de structures intéressantes, Marc, et riche en expressions idiomatiques.
Oui, et qui nous offre beaucoup de vocabulaire intéressant aussi.
Comme d'habitude.
And comme d'habitude, we are going to start with an explanation in English of what the text involved. So this text, as you know, focuses on Sylvie's response to Monique's email from last week. Sylvie has good news. After waiting a week, the estate agency has finally got back to her and she can pick up her keys for her new flat on Friday. She's intending to move into her new flat on Saturday. It's a furnished flat, so she doesn't have too much to buy. Sylvie responds to her mother's questions about whether she has made any friends at her new job. She explains that, in fact, it's a bit difficult because she's working so much. With the long days that she has, it's difficult to make friends. However, people are very relaxed at work, so that suits Sylvie. She's been getting on particularly well with two colleagues, Julie and Mika. Like Sylvie, they're both single, so they've been doing some things together, and last weekend, they went to visit the Louvre. Sylvie is delighted that her parents are coming to see her. She does indeed plan to take the long weekend in May, and she says that since she'll have her own place by then, there's no need to book a hotel. Monique had told Sylvie all about her various visits to her friends' houses, and Sylvie is happy that she's keeping busy. She remembers Madame Gauthier very well, but she doesn't really want to make any comment about her son. And she uses an interesting phrase here, which we'll be picking up in our vocabulary study section very soon. That summarizes the main points of Monique's email. Alors, Pierre-Benoît, comme d'habitude, tu as repéré quatre expressions que nous allons étudier maintenant.
Alors, écoutons la première expression que j'ai choisie, Marc.
Par contre, maman, ne te ruine pas.
Par contre, maman, ne te ruine pas.
Oui, c'est la même chose que ne dépense pas trop d'argent.
Ne dépense pas trop d'argent. Ne te ruine pas. Now, if you don't understand ne te ruine pas, then hopefully you will have understood ne dépense pas trop d'argent. Dépenser de l'argent is...
To spend money.
To spend money. So, ne dépense pas trop d'argent or ne te ruine pas. Now, think about that word. Ruine comes from the verb se ruiner and it's spelled R-U-I-N-E-R. Ruiner.
Am I right in saying, Mark, that we've got an equivalent in English?
Of se ruiner?
Oui.
Yes, we do indeed. It's the verb to ruin yourself. However, we wouldn't really use that in English. If you were telling someone who was off to a furniture store to buy lots and lots of things for her daughter, then you probably would be more likely to say...
Don't go overboard.
Don't go overboard, yes. So an idiomatic expression in English to translate this idiomatic expression in French. Se ruiner. Ne te ruine pas.
All right, Mark, let's not go overboard and let's move on to our second expression.
Okay, the puns keep coming. Here we go with our second expression.
Je n'en croyais pas mes yeux quand j'ai lu que vous alliez me rendre visite.
So another interesting expression here. Je n'en croyais pas mes yeux quand j'ai lu que vous alliez venir me rendre visite. Now, last time we spoke about rendre visite à quelqu'un, which means to visit someone, which is different from visiter, because as we know, visiter has to be used with monuments or towns or places, whereas rendre visite, of course, is to visit a person. So I couldn't believe my eyes when I read that you were going to come to visit me, to pay me a visit. So let's leave the second part and focus on the first part. Je n'en croyais pas mes yeux. Which verb does that come from? Let's see if our listeners can remember which verb je n'en croyais pas mes yeux would come from. Pierre Benoît.
Croire.
Croire.
Et l'expression c'est ne pas en croire ses yeux.
Okay, so listen to that expression again.
Ne pas en croire ses yeux.
So, not to believe one's eyes, if you like. But there's an interesting en in here also. So, listen to the expression in context again.
Je n'en croyais pas mes yeux.
Okay, so that's using the imperfect tense of croire. Je croyais, tu croyais, il croyait.
Nous croyons, vous croyez. Il croyait.
And the spelling of this verb in the imperfect tense is actually quite tricky. Pierre-Benoît, would you like to help us with this?
Tu me demandes toujours, Marc. I don't think about these verbs. I never had to learn them.
Okay, well, the spelling here is C-R-O-Y-A-I-S for croyait. So we've got je croyais, tu croyais, il croyait, A-I-T at the end.
Et nous croyons, it would be C-R-O-Y-A-I-S. I-O-N-S.
See, you do know them.
I had to think about it though. Vous croyez, C-R-O-Y-I-E-Z, et il ou elle croyait, C-R-O-Y-E-I-E-N-T.
There we go. So croire in the imperfect tense. So we're saying here, I wasn't believing of it my eyes. Je n'en croyais pas mes yeux. Why is there an en in there, Pierre-Benoît?
I've got a funny feeling it's because it's a part of what the person's just seen that they cannot believe.
So I couldn't believe my eyes of it, the thing that I have just seen.
Exactement.
In this case, the fact that the parents were coming to visit. So Sylvie says, I couldn't believe my eyes of it, that you're coming to visit me, when I read that you're coming to visit me. Je n'en croyais pas mes yeux. Now, let's put that one into the present, because that's some other, another phrase that you would hear very regularly. Je n'en crois pas mes yeux.
Oui, je n'en crois pas mes yeux.
And is there an opportunity or is there a situation where you could actually say, je ne crois pas mes yeux?
Jamais.
So that is really interesting to note that you have to use the en in that expression. Je n'en crois pas mes yeux. I can't believe my eyes over it or about it or something like that with the en in there.
You could nearly say that the en is redundant.
It is redundant, although it's referring to something that is imagined or thought or perhaps even said in some situations. So a nice phrase there, je n'en croyais pas mes yeux quand j'ai lu, when I read, que vous alliez venir me rendre visite, when I read that you were going, another imperfect, to come to visit me. Excellent.
C'est bien. Est-ce que tu connais l'autre expression avec ne pas en croire, c'est...
Well, if you can't believe your eyes about something, I guess you could also perhaps not believe your ears. Ne pas en croire ses oreilles.
Bravo, Marc. Tu es trop fort.
Merci beaucoup. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Nous allons continuer avec la troisième expression. Écoutons.
Qu'est-ce que tu as fait de beau cette semaine?
J'adore cette phrase, cette expression. Qu'est-ce que tu as fait de beau?
Je l'utilise beaucoup, moi.
Et moi aussi, il faut le dire. Qu'est-ce que tu as fait de beau? Literally, what have you done of nice, of good, of what have you done nice? But it's not really translated like that.
No, I quite like the English translation as well. What were you up to? What you've been up to?
Yeah, to be up to something. What? Not in the sense of being up to mischief or anything.
No.
What have you been up to? Tell us, what have you been up to? I've also heard, and I would also use regularly, qu'est-ce que tu racontes de beau?
Oui.
So what have, tell us what you've been up to, I guess.
Yeah, what's new?
What's new? So that's qu'est-ce que tu as fait de beau or qu'est-ce que tu racontes de beau?
Et quelquefois, moi, je dis qu'est-ce que tu as fait d'intéressant ou qu'est-ce que tu fais d'intéressant?
Yeah, another good example of this kind of expression. Literally, what have you done of interesting? So have you been up to anything interesting recently? Qu'est-ce que tu as fait d'intéressant?
Oui.
Qu'est-ce que tu as fait d'intéressant? So that's d'apostrophe, d'intéressant or de beau. Qu'est-ce que tu as fait de beau?
Excellent, Mark. I was listening to the way you were saying this sentence, Mark, and I think because it's a colloquial expression, the French say it quite quickly. So you would actually kind of skip over the E of de, and it would become, qu'est-ce que tu as fait de beau?
Okay, so we're actually almost dropping the the full word out there. Qu'est-ce que tu as fait de beau?
Très bien.
And the de is almost sticking on to the fait. If this helps our listeners work out how to do this kind of dropping a sound in there.
Or it's progressive, the de nearly kisses the be.
Yeah, de beau. De beau.
Qu'est-ce, de beau. De beau.
Qu'est-ce que tu as fait de beau? I tend to swallow it almost. Qu'est-ce que tu as fait de beau? When you're stopping your mouth, qu'est-ce que tu as fait de beau? Like that.
C'est bien.
Qu'est-ce que tu as fait? Alors, dis-moi, qu'est-ce que tu as fait de beau ce week-end?
Alors, le week-end dernier, ben, j'étais avec un super copain qui s'appelle Mark Pendleton.
Ah bon? Tiens.
Ouais. Oui, oui, oui. Et on a travaillé sur Coffee Break French 4.
Oui, donc c'était vraiment quelque chose de beau.
Bien sûr. Quelque chose de beau.
Quelque chose de beau. Allez, on va continuer avec notre quatrième expression. Quatrième et dernière expression.
Par contre, pour son fils, je ne vais pas faire de commentaires.
It's funny here because we're almost getting the same thing. Je ne vais pas faire de commentaires.
I'm not going to say much about this, just no comment.
Yeah, because this actually does mean no comment. Pas de commentaires, pas de commentaires. And another example of swallowing that de, pas de commentaires, pas de commentaires. We're swallowing it. Pas de commentaires. Literally, no commentaries. If you're making comments or commentaries about something, and if you're not going to make any of them, then it's like saying no comment.
Mark, can you remind us of the context of this expression in this email, please?
So the context here is Sylvie is referring to Madame Gauthier's son, and I think that perhaps Monique has been trying to maquer Sylvie and Patrick, as she's been trying to set them up, or at least mentioning that Patrick is single. But here, Sylvie is saying quite categorically that she's got no comment about that. Pas de commentaire.
Eh ben ça y est, c'est déjà fini, Marc.
Presque. Enfin, c'est pas tout à fait fini.
Ah.
We are not quite finished yet because we need to remind you that there is a members version of the Coffee Break French Season 4 series. And that members version includes lots more materials. We have gone through 4 expressions in this week's text, but in our language study episode, we go through every single expression in the whole text and help you understand everything, talking about the vocabulary, the grammar, and the idiomatic expressions. That language study episode and this episode also come with a full transcript that often runs to 20 or 30 pages. And everything is explained with vocabulary and notes. You can find out how to get hold of the members' version of Coffee Break French Season 4 by heading over to coffeebreakfrench.com. That's where we're going to leave it today. Merci beaucoup, comme d'habitude.
Et à la prochaine!
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee. So we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted specialty coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.